Welcome, friends, to Visionary Christian Church in Jesus Christ. Today is chapter 3. Today is chapter 3 of the Old Testament. Old Testament survey. I'm having some technical difficulties, so please bear with me just one second. Okay. Well, let's start in prayer. Father God, we come to you now in prayer. Lord, we ask you that you be with us and give us the wisdom and the knowledge that you want us to learn in your holy word. You know, friends, it's been a real pleasure teaching you about our Lord Jesus Christ, the Old Testament. And, you know, it's going to be a really great journey through the Bible. And what's fun is that, you know, if you follow these programs, you will have a solid, rock solid, biblical foundation that you can expound on. Go to Ames International or freebiblecollege.com and you can receive all the information. I teach this because it is needed to know who and what the Lord has accomplished from the Edenic covenant to the everlasting covenant. And plus, to know sound doctrine, sound biblical doctrine, you have to have sound biblical doctrine. Because that way, you can divide the word of truth and not be deceived. And in these days, people are being deceived greatly. And if any of you have heard of a book, Bible called the Mere Bible, run and rebuke them people because they teach that the cosmos wasn't created by God and Jesus came for everybody. That means Hindus and the whole nine yards, and that's just absolutely heresy and not true. Okay, and now that we got the technical difficulties out of the way, we are going to start on chapter 3, and upon this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, name the three languages in which the Bible was written, define the word version, explain the difference between a relationship and a paraphrase version of the Bible, translation and a paraphrase. In today's key verse, write it down. Is the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Psalm 68:11. In this chapter, identifies the original languages in which the Bible was written and explains how the scriptures have been translated into other languages. You will learn the difference between a translation and a paraphrase version of the Bible. Examples from various versions of the Bible are provided. Three languages. The Bible was originally written in three languages. Most of the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, except for parts of the book of Daniel and Nehemiah, which were written in Aramaic. The New Testament was written in Greek. None of the original manuscripts of the Bible are now in existence. Some good manuscripts exist, which are copies of the original. Versions are translations of these copies of the original manuscripts. From early times, men saw the necessity of translating the Bible so everyone could read it in their own language. No translation is exact, because no two languages are exactly alike or the same. Some of the words used in the Bible do not even exist in different languages. For example, there is a tribe of Indians in Ecuador, South America, called the Acua Indians. When missionaries first contacted them, the Indians did not know how to read or write. There were no words in their language for writing or book. The Akua Indians did have a custom of carving identification marks on their property. Since there were no words in their language for scriptures, writing, or book, when the Bible was translated for them, it was called God's carving. Interesting, huh? This identified it as something belonging to God. This is just one example of the difficulties in translating the Bible into various languages. There are many different versions of the Bible. The word version means a Bible written in a language different from those in which God's word was originally written. There are two main types of versions of the Bible: translations and a paraphrase Bible. Translation is an effort to express what the Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic words actually say. It gives us a nearly as possible a literal word by translation. Extra words are inserted only when it is necessary in order for the reader to understand the meaning. The paraphrase does not attempt to translate word for word. It translates from thought to thought. A paraphrase is a restatement of the meaning of a passage. Paraphrase versions are easier to read and to understand because they are written in modern vocabulary and grammar, but they are not an exact translation of God's word. For further study section of this chapter provides examples of several English versions of Bibles for you to compare, illustrate the differences in translations and paraphrase versions. Excuse me, I have a little heartburn. Now rebuke that spirit. Selecting a Bible study Bible, okay? For the purpose of this course, a Bible study in general, we recommend the use of the King James Version. There are several reasons for this. The King James is very accurate and a good translation for serious study. Keyword, serious study. A paraphrase version does not contain exact word-by-word translation of scriptures. And folks, I only use the King James because it has stood the test of time. Period. It has, the kings and emperors and whoever has tried to destroy it, and they just can't destroy God's living word. They just can't get rid of it. Hitler tried it. It didn't work. And look at the end result of that. He put a gun in his mouth. Now, second, there are more study tools available for the King James Version. Okay, you got the Strong Concordance, you got concordances, dictionaries, commentaries written for the King James text. Third, the King James Version is available in more languages than any other version, since Harvest Time International Institute courses are used throughout the world. We selected this version of the Bible because it is available in many languages. It is important to have a Bible in your native tongue because you think and understand the best in your own language. Listen up, folks, okay? If you do not have a King James Bible, write to the American Bible Society, P.O. Box 5601, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, 10164, USA. They have a complete listings of all the languages in which the King James Version of the Bible is available. If you find the King James Version is not available in your language or have difficulty obtaining a Bible, write to the United Bible Society's Bible House, P.O. Box 755, Stuttgart, S-T-U-T-T-G-A-R-T, 1, Germany. They maintain a list of scriptures of the world, which identifies all languages in the world in which at least one book of the Bible has been published. If you read in English but have limited vocabulary, you may be interested in obtaining the Bible in basic English. This is an entire Old and New Testament written in English using only basic 1,000-word vocabulary. Write to Cambridge University Press, New York, New York, USA for further information. Red Letter Edition Bibles. Several versions of the Bible come in what are called red letter editions. In red letter editions of the Bible, the word of Jesus is printed in red. So what Jesus spoke is written in red. The rest of the text of the Bible is printed in black ink. If a red letter edition of the King James Version is available in your language, we suggest that you obtain it. What Jesus taught is one of the major focuses of Harvest Time International Institute training, and a red letter edition emphasizes his teaching. The following chart, and folks, if you go on to freebiblecollege.com, you'd have free for downloading every 22 books, college level books on biblical theology, period. It's free. You don't have to pay a dime for it. If you're going to print it out, you can print it out, or you can leave it on PDF form, and you're going to be blessed. Okay? Any time that you study the Holy Scriptures, you're going to be washed by the Word, and you're going to be changed by the Word. And God only can conform and change a person by them being immersed in His Word. And I'm living proof of that. Okay, first of all, the Bible is inspired by God, revealed to holy men who wrote God's words in Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic, interpreted in various languages, exact translations and paraphrased versions of the Bible. Now, this was a, we'll probably start chapter 4 too today. It's a very short version. And today, for chapter 3, you're going to write the key verse from memory. You're going to define what the word version means. What is the difference between a translation and a paraphrase version of the Bible? Now, I want you to answer these questions. Anybody can just pass it up, but if you do the work, you're going to be blessed. What version of the Bible is used in this course? Why is no translation of the Bible exact? And what are the three languages the Bible was originally written? Okay. Now, there are all kinds of Bibles. But friends, let me tell you something. If anybody teaches you any doctrine that is not in God's Word, is not in His written Word, and if here's the problem. If you don't know God's Word, how do you know you're being taught the right things? And that's why people get led astray, and they're led to disaster and destruction, okay? The only way you're going to know God's Word is by reading it. You can't do any good by just sitting there and taking up error. Because you need to know what's in front of you. What do you have to fight against? What God's blessings are? What He has prepared for you? All these things He has for you, okay? And you have to do the work. It's vital, especially in these days. And, you know, I made an example before we start chapter 4. I made an example of this. You know, one day they're going to line Christians up against a wall. They might put your kids up against the wall to make you renounce Jesus. Okay, but if you don't have a solid foundation to build on, you can't stand a snowball's chance at all. And when people come with all kinds of doctrines and this and that, you have to check it with the Word. Okay? Now, there's a controversy going around about the sinner's prayer. It's not in the Bible. It's not biblical. Well, wait a minute. It's called a sinner's prayer. That's a sinner's confession to God. Now, you know, it could be somebody having an emotional moment, but that's between that person and God. And if you confess Jesus and your heart's right and you need God and God's the one that's going to draw you to Him, which is scriptural, then you will raise your hand or you'll confess Jesus, period. And the sinner's prayer is a valid doctrine to many. And to many churches around the country. It's not fire insurance. You can't say the sinner's prayer and go continue to sin. Okay? When you say the sinner's prayer, you need to begin your walk with Jesus hand in hand. And your pastor is supposed to shepherd you in your education and teach you on the way that you should go so you can be an effective disciple for Jesus Christ. Okay, chapter 4, an introduction to outlining. Okay, upon this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, define the term outline, read an outline, and create an outline. Okay? Now, we have 13 minutes, so we're going to go after it. Now, the key verse for memory is Ezekiel 3:10. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thy heart, and thy heart, and hear with their ears. Receive in thy heart, and hear with the ears. Okay? Basic Biblical Survey, Part 1, includes an outline of each Old Testament book of the Bible. Outlines provide an overview of the general content of God's Word. More details are given in Basic Bible Survey, Part 2, for Gospels, Acts, and the Epistles due to the special focus of Harvest Time International. The Institute emphasizes what Jesus taught and the results when his teachings were put into action in the early church. The outlines in this course summarize only a general content of each book of the Bible. When you complete this survey, you should go back and study each book in detail. These outlines are only a starting point for you to sitting in your chair, to develop more detailed notes for each book of the Bible. To do this, you must know how to create a proper outline. An outline is a method of organizing study notes. It puts information in summary form for use in the future ministry and study. An outline helps you hear with your ear and receive in your heart the word of God, Ezekiel 3:10. An outline centers on a selected subject. The subject becomes the title of the outline. We have used the names of the Bible books as an outline titles in this course because they are already subjects of study. Study the following example, okay? Now, when you make your title, whatever book, okay, you're going to start. I is the Roman numeral for 1, used for the first main point. A, this is the capital letter used for a subpoint relating to the main point. And then 1 or 2, if there was a further subpoint relating to this, you'd be market number 1 and number 2. And, you know, until 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. Okay. Now, B, all right, main point 1 may have several subpoints. If so, continue down through the alphabet using letters in order. Each one of these should relate to the main point. Okay. 2 presents another main point. Use the next Roman numeral in your next main point. And then, you know, just like we just learned, then you use letter A for subpoints following the same pattern under every main point that relates to your title. If you're doing the book of Romans, then you're going to have a main point, and then you're going to have subpoints. And this is going to help you if those of you that want to get into ministry and pastor and shepherd and teach and all that, it's very vital that you learn this stuff. Expanding the outlines. As an example of how you can expand the outlines given in this course, we have selected Romans 12, 1 and 2. First, read the verses, okay? And this is what it is, Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. Okay? And that's why studying your word and reading in your word and being in your word is so important. Here's the outline developed from the verses. Okay? Steps for finding God's will. Okay? That's your outline. First of all right, main point one, present your body as a living sacrifice. A, be holy. B, acceptable unto God. Subpoint two, be not conformed to this world. Subpoint A, be transformed. One, we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. Subpoint three, these steps will help us provide or find the will of God, which is A, good, B, acceptable, C, perfect. Right? So it breaks down the scripture. Okay, so present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Subpoint one, be holy. Two, be acceptable. Main point two, be not conformed to this world. Subpoint, be transformed. We are transformed by the renewing of our minds. Main point three, these steps will help us provide or find the will of God, which is good, acceptable, and perfect. You can see how this outline clearly summarizes the steps to God's will given in Romans 12, 1 and 2. You will never complete your outline study of God's Word. The Holy Scripture and the Holy Spirit will constantly give you new understanding about the Word which you want to add to your outlines. And you know what, folks? I've read the Word over and over and over again, and I learn something new, something magical each time. You know, the Lord is awesome because He keeps renewing of our mind. He gives us different perspectives, different ways of, you know, He speaks to us. And only by the renewing of your mind, you'll be able to get that and study. So do your work. Okay? You can't do anything without the will of God. Okay. Self-test. Write the key verse from memory. Define what is an outline. Turn to the outline on Genesis in this study. Create. Can you read and understand the information in this outline? Let me read that again. Turn to the outline on Genesis in this study. Can you read and understand the information in this outline form? How are the main points on an outline indicated? On the outline indicated, how are subpoints under the main point indicated? So you got to answer all these questions, and that's why when you go to freebiblecollege.com, sign up, download all the PDFs, and join me every Friday night in the Lord's Holy Scriptures, and I promise you, you're really going to get a lot out of this, and the Lord's going to show you things that you haven't seen before, and I promise that. We're at the end of chapter 4, and we're almost done. We have 5 minutes left, and you know, folks, you know, our lives are full of storms and things like that. And today, you know, I'll be going on Monday for a cardio stress test because I have myocardial ischemia, which I have blockage in my heart somewhere, so they're going to have to put a stent in it or crack the chest, one of the two. And in my mouth, I have a couple tumors that are being removed on the 4th, so keep me up in prayer there. But you know what, folks? You know, whatever God's will is for my life, let it be so, because, and that's how we have to We have to trust the Lord, not only when we sit there in church and feel good and all that stuff, but you really got to do it in mind, body, will, and emotions. To trust your Lord, trust on the unseen God, and do what's right and acceptable unto Him. You know, the Lord wants you, our Father God wants you to depend on Him and Him alone. And when you can't see past your nose, you got to trust Him. Not on the things. Remember in Peter 14:22, when he got down out of the boat, he saw, he was walking on water with Jesus. And when as soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, he saw the storm. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him. So you have to understand, know and understand, that life is full of trials, especially when they're really dark. Stand all that you can stand, and stand by the Word of God. There's no other way. You can do it your way. You can't do nothing in your own strength, because when you do it in your own strength, you're just going to make a mess of everything. It's going to be worse, and it's going to really suck, and it's going to be horrible. That's not what God wants from you. And you say, well, Pastor, how could you say the word? That's not a bad word. That's just saying the facts and how it is. And that's one thing that you'll never get from me is a bunch of bull at all, period. You'll get my 110% in everything I can do for you. Folks, I have some materials here. If you send me an email to visionarychristianchurch@gmail.com, I have some pamphlets I'd love to send to you. You know, shoot me over an email with your address. You know, if you need some prayer, you know, send me an email, and I'll lift you up in prayer or give you some direction. Whatever you need, let me know. I'd love to hear from you, and you know, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to next week's study, and we will see you then. God bless.